Radio 2. Hello, good morning, and welcome to the DF Prog. Delightful to be reunited with you and indeed with Mr. Wogan just now, and taking over just for 1 week from the JY Prog, where, as we were saying earlier, the reason for that is that our Jim is off on a jet tour of Britain to talk about his new book. And as you may have heard me saying to Mr. Wogan, there was a story in several of the papers this morning that two spiritualists had predicted that he should not make this trip, but a third said it was all right. And the question, I accuse Mr. Wogan of being the practical joker who did the first two calls. And I think, listeners, you will agree with me that his denial was decidedly unconvincing. However, the verdict is yours. Mr. Young himself, I gather, was on this morning on Start the Week when he was revealing that there's a gentleman who listens to the program who says that his tomatoes only grow when JY is on the air. And so he was asked, apparently, what's going to happen this week. And he said, well, he supposes this man's tomatoes will wither. A tragic story, but then, as Jimmy should know, tomatoes always wither on account of frost, dare I say that. Last time I was on, we had a very, very big world story going on. Today we're back to the normal sort of stories in the newspapers. One of the papers has an item that one in every three people in the world today is a Chinese communist. So remember that the next time you see the Beverly Sisters. Another newspaper here has a story about an unlucky Arab who dug 50 feet into the desert and the poor devil just struck gold. Very sad indeed. Very sad indeed. And there was a tragedy today at Longleat when a group of Irish politicians left the window of their car unlocked and Ian Paisley got out and ate three lions. I suppose we should have some music now, and then we're going to encourage you to tell us some of your stories as you did so magnificently last time. And in fact, the first record's a rather jolly one, actually. It's by Gerard Kenny. It's described as his recent hit. I don't know how big a hit. I suppose it's about, I don't know whether you can see me, listeners, but I suppose it's about that big. Da-da-da-da. Dancing. I hear the
music call. Hello and welcome to Pull the Other One. Well, David Frost here, and I've got with me three men who are going to contribute to the cascade of comedy we laughingly call Pull the Other One. And they are Frank Carson, Leslie Crowther, and Ken Dodd. Whoa! Right. Now, our other contributors, of course, are the many people throughout the world who've done odd things that have made the press. Like, for instance, Pamela Benning and Jack Carlson, who held their wedding ceremony on the ice of Lake St. Clair, the inland sea which separates Canada from the USA. Now, why did they do this? Well, Pam was from Toronto, Jack from Detroit. Neither wanted to marry in the other's country, so they compromised by doing it by getting married on the ice in between. The wedding guests wore snowsuits. The bride wore thermal underwear.
Charming.
And instead of confetti, the couple were pelted with snowballs. And the groom got frostbite in a most unusual place. Toronto.
Lovely. I hope she didn't break it off.
Did he get icicles on his tricycle?
Not entirely. No. Well, that's the kind of dark but true story we want, and we've got them for our experts, and we'll be asking them for their explanations. Halfway through, we'll have a little variation.